Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Hi, my name is Seth Peek, and I'm one of the Peek Brothers. I'm running for Atascadero City Council this year. Atascadero is an amazing place to live and do business in. We own and operate Peek Realty and Peek Painting with both locations directly on El Camino Real. The success of our community and the issues we are faced with on a daily basis do not go unnoticed, and I plan on being the boots on the ground representative for our community.
Paid for by Seth Peek for Atascadero City Council.
On November 5th, please vote Seth Peek for Atascadero City Council.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, October 29th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero firefighters extinguish hay trailer fire. Small segment of southbound U.S. 101 lane closed today. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 39 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. On Saturday afternoon, Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services responded to a report of a vehicle fire at 6280 Moro Road. The fire was said to be on a truck with a trailer full of numerous hay bales that had caught flames. A release by the fire department says the first engine arrived to see the bales of hay were fully engulfed in flames, but there was no extension into the truck. Suppressive actions were taken quickly, and though the fire was able to spread to nearby vegetation, the flames were contained in just about an hour. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services says no injuries of civilians or fire personnel were reported. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with private landowners and other agencies, announced there will be a prescribed burn taking place around 30 minutes east of Santa Margarita at the intersection of River Road and Park Hill Road. The burns will manage hazardous vegetation on approximately 112 acres of land and will go through Friday, November 1st. Smoke may be visible in the area east of Santa Margarita. Small segment of U.S. 101 southbound closed today. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. A segment of the left lane of southbound U.S. 101 will be closed today from around 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The closure will take place between Stagecoach Road and Monterey Street in San Luis Obispo. Crews will be removing debris and performing maintenance work in the center divide. Travelers can expect potential delays when traveling southbound in this area. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting is this morning, starting at 9. On the board's business agenda is a discussion and status update on how to proceed with the Bob Jones Pathway Gap Closure Project. In August of this year, the board failed to approve the use of eminent domain for 1.2 acres of a necessary parcel to complete the trail. Per the board's direction, staff has returned with an update. The agenda says the first alternative is returning the grant and delaying the project. The second is to phase the project and collaborate with Caltrans and SLOCOG. In phasing the project, Caltrans would use their right-of-way on the U.S. 101 to complete the middle section of the project, realigning the trail to be adjacent to the U.S. 101. The board will consider whether to work with Caltrans to complete this project in phases or reapply for future grant funding. You can attend this morning's meeting in person or watch online. Tickets are still on sale for Honor Flight of Central Coast California's Wine and Dine Pour Fest. On Saturday, November 2nd, join Honor Flight and veterans for an exciting dinner at the Estrella Warbirds Museum, recognizing and honoring our nation's heroes. Honor Flight allows veterans the opportunity to fly to Washington, D.C. and visit the memorials built in honor of the wars they have fought in. Here's Bear McGill, chairperson of Honor Flight Central Coast California, inviting listeners to join them for the Pour Fest.
Yeah, so November 2nd from 1 to 4, we have the Pour Fest that's a fundraiser for Honor Flight. It's going to be held out at the Estrella Warbirds there in Paso Robles. And the event is going to raise money so we can continue flying these veterans. We have over 20 wineries going to be in one spot. And we have food available. We're going to have a silent auction. And, the tickets are $100, which is cheap if you think about it. When you go out and taste at wineries, a lot of these places are charging you, at least $30 to do a wine tasting. Well, we're going to have 20 wineries out there pouring their wine. It's not going to cost anybody any tasting fees. And so, if you think about going to 20 different wineries at, $20 to $30 a pop tasting, it's going to cost you a lot more than coming out there for $100 with a barbecue, wine. We actually have Calco Spear going to be out there with us pouring their beer.
100% of proceeds from the Pour Fest will benefit Honor Flight. For tickets, more information, and to donate to Honor Flight, you can visit honorflightccc.org. Atascadero's next Fall First Friday will be this Friday, November 1st, from 5:30 to 9 p.m. Join the city in the downtown area and Sunken Gardens in this Dia de los Muertos-themed event. Entertainment for the evening will start with the Paso a Pasito Dance Group at 5:30 p.m. at Historic City Hall, followed by classic rock cover band Big Wheel Cobra. A variety of food and drink specials will be available throughout the downtown area, including the Hualtuco Taco Food Truck. Enjoy a strolling Mexicanissimo mariachi band, face painting, and candy skull decorating. Also featured will be an ofrenda remembrance altar, where the public is encouraged to bring a photo of a loved one or a pet that has passed away to remember as part of the celebration. The ofrenda will be first set up on October 30th and removed November 3rd. Enjoy this free celebration at the Atascadero Downtown City Park this Friday. The Paso Robles Main Street Association is looking for volunteers to monitor barricades for its safe and fun trick-or-treat event on Halloween.
This event will take place in the Paso Robles downtown area on Thursday, October 31st from 4 to 7 p.m. Street closures will include 11th and 12th Streets from Spring to Pine Streets, Pine Street from 11th to 12th Streets, and Park Street from 12th to 13th Streets. To volunteer, you can call Main Street office at 805-238-4103. In sports, Major League Baseball for the World Series, the Dodgers beat the Yankees in Game 3, 4-2. The Dodgers lead 3-0 in this best-of-seven series. Game 4 will be tonight at Yankee Stadium, and if necessary, Game 5 will be tomorrow. In the NFL, the Steelers beat the Giants 26-18 on Monday Night Football. For Thursday this week, the Texans will face the Jets. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California news coming up next.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, DavisBodyShop.com.
California headline news. Hurricane Helene hit North Carolina more than a month ago, but its impacts are still being felt here in California in the form of an IV fluid shortage. The storm forcing temporary closure of the North Carolina plant that produces 60% of the nation's supply.
I've been working on medical protocols to make sure that we don't waste fluid, that we're very careful in how we use it.
Santa Clara County Deputy Public Health Officer Dr. David Gilarducci. Sutter Health in the Bay Area rescheduling some patient elective surgeries because of the situation. A shooting in the Cajon Pass leaves two people injured in an apparent road rage incident. The drivers of a Ford pickup and a Volvo exchanging words and honking while driving.
As the vehicles continued southbound, they interacted with each other, causing both of those vehicles to collide with each other.
The Volvo driver allegedly firing at the truck driver. Two bullet holes spotted. The Volvo crashing into another vehicle, then speeding off. New numbers from the Secretary of State's office showing over 4 million early ballots have been returned here. Jeff Scott, California News.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius. Or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Halloween's coming alive at Target. Jackie and Gordy, the jack-o'-lanterns here with last chance Halloween deals. Looks like mom's got the old pumpkin bucket stocked with the best candy, starting at $5.99.
Lucky pumpkin bucket. Oh, there's dad party planning with a same day delivery order.
Yes, it's a BOGO 50% off pizza party with Target Circle. Plus, buy three, save 40% on soda 12 packs with Target Circle.
Nice saves, dad.
Make your Halloween come alive at Target. Need it last minute? Get same day delivery with Target Circle 360. Restrictions apply.
Hello, this is Michael Rivera. I'm running for Paso Robles City Council against an incumbent who has tripled our city's debt. And guess what? Our roads are still a mess. Thanks to my opponent, the city of Paso Robles is $123 million in debt with interest payments of $6.4 million per year. Where did the $123 million go? It didn't fix our roads. If you want fiscal responsibility, please vote for me in District 3. I'm Michael Rivera. Thank you for listening.
Paid for by committee to elect Michael Rivera for City Council.
Tyndall Tile in Atascadero carries a wide variety of porcelain and ceramic tile with stock in over 80 colors of grout. They stock the industry's top performing building products, including Mape, Custom, Dynacrete, Schluter Systems, Colorfast Caulking, Backerboard, Tools, and more. Tyndall Tile in Atascadero on El Camino Real, across from the Sunken Gardens, directly behind Marv's gas station. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30. TyndallTile.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. California water officials last week directed staff to create a report that outlines the scientific basis for development of permanent in-stream flow requirements on the Scott and Shasta Rivers in Siskiyou County to aid salmon and steelhead trout. In addition to developing the scientific basis report, the California State Water Resources Control Board asks staff to assess the economic impacts of baseline minimum flows and to continue modeling and developing information that could be used in the future to evaluate water year-specific minimum in-stream flows. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. CHP reports there was a hit and run with no injuries on the US 101 northbound lane just south of the Las Tablas Road off-ramp in Templeton. CHP says a vehicle hit the reporting party from the center divide by trying to pass them and continued northbound. They were last seen at around 7:16 this morning on the US 101 northbound near the Spring Street off-ramp. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds tomorrow morning, then sunny skies for the afternoon, highs right around 70, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday, cloudy on Saturday with about a 75% chance of showers early, then clearing up to sunny skies on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday next week. Upper 60s Thursday and Friday, low 60s on Saturday, upper 60s Sunday, low 70s Monday, then 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 38 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened lower. Alphabet, parent of Google, reports after the Wall Street close. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index says home prices rose to a record in August, up more than 5% from a year ago. However, the report says price increases are slowing. McDonald's quarter was better than forecast. U.S. sales rose. International sales declined. The earnings period ended before its E. coli outbreak this month. McDonald's shares up 0.5%. Ford's quarter matched expectations, though its forecast for the year is cautious, partly because of demand for discounting cars. Ford shares are down 8%. And Pfizer is reporting a much stronger quarter than anticipated, shares up 0.5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams
when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Kenny Enney. Trustees are elected to provide direction and oversight for our district, but years of weak leadership have left our students uninspired and graduates unprepared. Our campuses have fallen into disrepair and our finances are in disarray, but we can turn things around. With strong leadership, we can help lead PRJ-USD to be the district of excellence our community deserves. We will establish standards and hold the district accountable. Vote for Lauren McCoy, Hunter Breeze, Leo Castillo, and Kenny Enney for PRJ-USD. Not paid for by any political candidate or committee.
Driven to be the best.
The veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you like.
Serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
Ted Miles Motors, same location since 1975.
Selling cars the way it should be done. And giving you service that's second to none. Driven to be the best.
Ted Miles Motors, in business for 49 years, has sold over 13,000 vehicles and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, TedMilesMotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best!
Ted Miles Motors, Atascadero. Buy the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart now and play golf for only $15 at the Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Play golf for only $15 every Tuesday at any time. And this special rate is good now through March 29th next year. Or you can play golf for $15 every day at Chalk Mountain after 12 noon. Your $125 SLO County Golf Cart gets you a $15 round of golf every day after 1 p.m. at the Morro Bay Golf Course. And the $15 rate is also honored every day between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Dairy Creek. And all these $15 rates are effective now through March 29th, 2025. But there's more. This card also gives you a free round of golf at Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You can celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Purchase the 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Emailing to the studio, kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. This afternoon, protecting what matters. Barry has the day off, but Eric will be in, and he'll have on a couple of folks of interest, considering this time of the year. Randall Jordan, Chairman, Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County, then Also with him, Michael Aaron Woody, former candidate for the United States Congress. Local get-out-the-vote efforts and then current state of play in local, state, and federal races and ballot propositions. We talked a little bit about number six this morning. So, whatever may be on your minds, that's how freedom of speech is supposed to work. And you can change the subject at any time, and it is sometimes very much appreciated if we do change the subject, if you know what I mean. Let's see here. So, the deficit, but again, the most important thing is the phone calls, and we shall go to one right now. Good morning.
Good morning. I was on the grade yesterday for an hour and a half. So if I was anybody going south, don't take the grade today.
So because of the construction?
Well, I don't know what they were doing. I only saw somebody off the side, but they had us down to one lane. It was crazy.
How far?
Can't they do that stuff in the dark?
Well, not all the time they can. They do their best. Yeah. So what? How far down on the grade southbound were you?
I started at Tascadero, went to see my sister. It was her birthday.
Well, what were you? Were you past Santa Barbara Road? Were you down?
Yeah, I was on top of the grade, dead stopped rolling for an hour and a half. And not until I got to Monterey Street. It was so backed up, motorhomes, trucks. It was just a mess. So they said today it's going to be closed from, they're working on the road from 8 this morning till 3, so it's going to be the same. And I was thinking I should have took 41, but I'm sure other people would think that too. So that'd be even worse.
Well, I don't know how many people travel southbound every day that are from out of the area that wouldn't know about 41, although with the conveniences and vehicles now, they would be probably easy to find
their
alternative.
Their phone would tell them.
Yeah, no, it's that's
so it'll be a mess again today. I'm canceling everything in slow and wait till next week and hope those guys are, well, I thought it was an accident was that big.
Well, I think, Chris, they have it down to what lane? How many lanes?
Just one lane on southbound 101.
Oh, don't take it. Don't go to slow that way. Maybe 46. I don't know. But it was a mess, and I'm sure everybody was late if they had appointments. My sister was sitting there waiting for her birthday cake and hamburger, and I kept telling her, sorry. Another hour and a half.
Well,
that is crazy.
Now we know the cake would keep a little bit, but did you eat the hamburger?
No. By the time I got there, it was 2 o'clock.
Well, I'll tell you, if I was in a car and I had a hamburger sitting in me, I think I'd have to eat that thing there. Just say, well.
And I hate to say this, she made the cake. It left in the oven for an hour. We didn't even eat it.
Well, you know, you know the old saying, it's the thought that counts.
Oh, and she was so happy to see me. She didn't want me to go home. And I thought, oh, but going north was clear. But it was still backed up when I left 2.5 hours. I stayed there till 3 o'clock. It was still backed up. So that was ridiculous. I mean, if somebody was having a baby or whatever, emerge. If you had a heart attack and was going to French Hospital, which that you should always go to French for a heart attack, you wouldn't make it.
Well, have you been around here long enough to remember when the grade was only two lanes?
They called it Death Alley or something. Yes, and I was scared to death to drive that thing at nighttime.
Well, you know, it's I don't know if scary is to cautiously drive it at night because there's absolutely no light whatsoever. It's dark.
It was terrible.
Yep, but I don't know.
Anyways, I want to tell the people, don't go to slow that way south on 101 and have a nice day. Thank God we're safe. I thought it was a big accident, and I'm glad it was just workers that didn't get hurt or anything. But they got to do a little bit better, I think. They're not even fixing some of these roads. We're just the crazy people are running our country. Anyways, don't get me started.
Well,
I'm going to have a nice day.
Well, wait. Before you go with the roads, what city do you live in?
Atascadero.
Okay, you're not happy with the roads there?
No. There's some roads that you go big potholes. It's just crazy. And the dang bicycles and the big curves that they made, those stupid big curves that come out down El Camino, that is such a waste. Your car, if you got a little bigger truck, you're screwed up with those big curves. What the heck?
Well,
who is making this laws for us that we have to suffer?
Well, in some cases, your city councils are making these decisions on to rearrange, such as parts of El Camino Real, because it's supposedly to enhance. But
no, that is less parking. It's just crazy. And then you got people right on the edge standing there, and you go, these people are stupid to stand so close to a big truck trying to take that curve right there by the Carlton. It just doesn't make sense anyways.
Well, they call that progress.
Yes, yes. The buggy whip guy had to revert to something else because they didn't use buggies anymore. And we've got to calm down and vote them out.
We shall see a week from today.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you, sir. Thank you for all the information. We need you guys.
Thank you very much.
And
appreciate
Chris
that.
Chris is doing so. He's becoming such a talented man. I love to hear him grow. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. It's flattering to hear.
And your voice is perfect.
Thank you.
Really, truly, you have a strong voice, and you talk right into the microphone. You're a pleasure, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy the cake. Maybe a little soiled, but...
Cake is cake.
Yeah, I don't know how long cake lasts.
I mean, usually a day or two. I don't see much wrong with it.
I know when, not in my house, but when I was a kid, I'd go to, because my buddy that I remember this, every time I'd go to his house, Jake Levine, his mom always had some kind of pastry on the kitchen table. Didn't matter if it was donuts, cake, or something along those lines. Bagels. They love bagels. I love them, too. And that was a statement. I mean, they were covered. You know, you had those, I don't know what you call, the cake holders.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And it seemed like I'm going to guess I wasn't there every day, but they had that. And also, there was always a jar or two of candies. Maybe that's why Jake and I became friends. I don't know. Because we didn't.
Sounds real spoiled to me, honestly.
No. Jake Levine was not spoiled.
Okay.
His mom and dad were great, but they were disciplined. It was a very disciplined family. And I still get letters from Jake all these years later. That's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. But, actually, there's a pretty funny story about his dad taking a bunch of us to Yankee Stadium for, I think, Jake's 11th birthday. I may get to that, but I don't really want to talk about the Yankees. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Kevin, the other day people were talking about registering their cars out of state. And besides the actual registration fee, there's kind of other reasons why people register their cars out of state. And one of them is, back in the old days, if you just weren't driving your car for whatever reason, it was seasonal or you were repairing it, you could just drop your insurance, leave it in your driveway, and nothing was done. But now you have to non-op it if you're going to go drop your insurance. In other words, you know, you have a motorcycle, you don't ride in the wintertime, but you all of a sudden have a nice day, you know, you have to keep it insured all the time that it's in the garage. So, and then most states have it. Oh, yeah, you can put a couple weeks of insurance on it. Just call your agent and go for a motorcycle ride in December on a nice day and then put it back in the garage and just start riding it again in April.
You think most people go through that?
Well, I do. I mean, you have seasonal cars. You have, like, okay, your truck that you haul your boat with. Well, you're not going to use your boat in the wintertime. So what are you going to do, non-op your truck because you want to drop the insurance on it for 3 months?
So is this in reference to the councilman Spuds Gregory's car?
Well, I don't know for sure what his problem is, but I'm just telling you there's other reasons why people license their cars out of state and what California could do to make it easier to keep your car licensed here. But one of the other ones also is, you know, just suppose you inherited a car from your mother and she passed away, and for whatever reason the car sat for a couple of years, but it didn't get properly non-opt. It just, nobody paid the registration on it for a couple of years. It doesn't take long before you got $1,000 or more in back registration before you can license it.
Right.
But if you go to Arizona with it, you can just pay the $40 and you're on the road again.
Okay.
So there are other reasons. I mean, besides, anyways, it's, California could make it a lot easier, but they take great pride in making things complicated.
Well, complicated from the standpoint for most of us means expensive.
Well, it goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
It does, because, you know, on one hand, because I know in Northern California, and when I say Northern California, I don't mean the Bay Area. I mean up past Shasta.
Real Northern.
yeah, that's real Northern California. I mean, that's, but a lot of people buy their vehicles in Oregon because it's cheaper.
Oh, there, and it's, they do make it hard. I do know people that have gotten busted for having their tags out of state, and, you know, it can be a lot. I know that.
Well, so. But in the case that has become in a news story here, you're talking about somebody who's an elected official and wanting to tax the to tax the people more. Him trying to save a buck or two on this in Idaho, it doesn't look good, does it?
It, you know, something that is just deplorable as far as I'm concerned. If you're a city council member, you should be a member of the community in all, you know, all in.
Yeah, and you know, maybe even...
It's nice that you have interest out of state, but you're a member of this city council, you should be in this city.
Yeah, I mean, somebody owning a home outside, you know, good for them that they can afford it, and that's, you know, to their credit. However, as we mentioned a little bit last week, I know a car is an expensive purchase, but you need to set the example and keep the money local.
Yeah, I've always gotten a kick out of that a lot of the people, well, that say that the cost of living in California is so high, but they keep voting for the people that make the cost of living high.
Well, there's a term for that.
Okay. Can you say it on the radio?
Yeah, morons.
Okay. You said it, I didn't. All right, Kevin, thanks.
Well, would you call them Einsteins?
Well, yeah, you know something? It's kind of like the definition of insanity as far as, like, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. And, you know, this whole thing about making minimum wage $20 an hour for fast food, and they had to raise the price of fast food. It's like, well, duh. I mean, who didn't see that coming?
Okay, that's why I like the one-word answer, morons.
It works.
It does. Every time.
Yeah. All right, Kevin, thanks.
All right. Morons is direct and to the point. That's, you don't need another explanation for that. Okay, so when Jake LaVine was 11 years old, his dad, who owned a paper goods store in the Bronx. We were in Yonkers. It's about a 5-minute drive. It was called Half Price Jerry's. He had party supplies and all this other kind of stuff. And he had a red van that said Half Price Jerry on it. And he really both his mom and Marcia was his mom's name, and his dad Jerry. They're just very, very nice people. So he's going to take Jake and a whole bunch of us to Yankee Stadium for Jake's 11th birthday. All right. Now, again, this is back in the day, so he cleans out his truck with his supplies in it, and he dumps us all in his van. And I don't know, there's probably like 8 of us in the back of this van bouncing down to Yankee Stadium going there. And make long story short, Jake got his name on the Yankee scoreboard, wishing him happy birthday. We all went crazy. But when we were leaving Yankee Stadium, you know, it was a night game. And back in the day, the vendors used to still be outside of the stadium after the game selling their selling their goods. They'd have the pennants, they'd have hats, they have banners, you know, all this junk, basically. Well, as we're coming out, I don't know who it was. Somebody went up and was trying to get something, and Mr. Levine said, wait, hold on. And he was going to see, he started dealing with the guy. He ended up buying the whole, it was a whole rack of this stuff. And when I mean a rack, it was just like a board full of all this memorabilia. And he bought it from the guy and then put it in the back of his van. And we picked it apart like coyotes in a chicken coop. It was just a great memory from Mr. Levine doing that. Half price Jerry. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. On Saturday afternoon, Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services responded to a report of a vehicle fire at 6280 Morrill Road. A truck was carrying numerous bales of hay that had caught fire, fully engulfed by the time the fire officials arrived. The flames were contained in just under an hour, with no injuries reported. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting is this morning at 9. On the board's business agenda is a discussion and status update on how to proceed with the Bob Jones Pathway Gap Closure Project. The first alternative is returning the grant and delaying the project, and the second is to phase the project, collaborating with Caltrans and Slocog to complete the middle section. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 38 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The final Fox News power rankings have Arizona now leaning toward former President Trump, and the race overall still a toss-up with a week to go.
We're going to win this thing. We got to win this thing. And if we don't win it, we're not going to have a country. It's not going to be good.
This is going to be a tight race until the very end. So we have a lot of work ahead of us.
Trump there in Atlanta, Harris in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Former Trump White House strategist Steve Bannon's four-month prison sentence is over.
He was released from federal prison in Connecticut. Bannon was convicted in 2022 on two counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Bannon goes on trial in December, accused of duping donors who gave money toward a border wall, doing his podcast, and planning to hold a news conference today. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Susie Anderson. A Better Atascadero supports Joey Arnold, Jody Taylor, and Corinne Coonley for school board. We need school board members whose top priority is teaching reading, writing, and math, and not pushing personal social agendas. Vote for Taylor, Arnold, and Coonley for Atascadero School Board. Paid for by A Better Atascadero.
Richie Gambler reminding you to get your fun on, because there is always something happening at the Tatchy Palace. Like, every Monday, you can earn free gas. Then you can earn more free gas and popcorn every Wednesday. Then Thursdays, you can earn free pizza. Pizza! And let's not forget live music every weekend from the Coyote Entertainment Center to our casino bars. I mean, you show up here and they guaranteed got something going on. So come get your fun on at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
This is Andrea C. Strand, president of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association. The cost of living is too high, and Proposition 5 would make it worse. Proposition 5 makes it easier for politicians to raise taxes on homes, apartment buildings, and businesses. That means higher housing costs and higher prices. Vote no on Proposition 5. Stop the tax increases. Watch the mail for your ballot and vote no on Proposition 5.
Ad paid for by Central Coast Taxpayers Association Issues Committee. No on Prop 5.
Does your body deserve a jacuzzi? Incredible jacuzzi pumps give you the massage your body deserves. Head to Slow Spas on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo. Family-owned Slow Spas has been serving the Central Coast since 1983. They offer the best prices on jacuzzi swim spas, spas, and infrared saunas. They're the only jacuzzi dealer in Slow County, and they stand by the products they sell. Service is their specialty. Visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo.
Uncle Ed's Outfitters is now open in a new location in Atascadero at the Oaks Plaza near Guesthouse Grill, offering new indoor archery range available 24 hours for members. Great for kids' parties, practices, friendly competition. We have an in-house certified gunsmith and all staff are CRPA, NRA, and USCCA firearms instructors for your educational needs. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in the Oaks Plaza in Atascadero, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Clouds early, then a little bit of sunshine, upper 60s. Some passing clouds tonight, overnight lows in the upper 30s. And they will, as they pass us, they'll turn around and come back because it's going to be partly cloudy on Wednesday, high of 70, upper 60s, sunshine Thursday. And Friday, partly cloudy, upper 60s, low 60s on Saturday with about a 75% chance of rain in the a.m. Sunny Sunday, upper 60s, low 70s. Sunny Monday and Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 4. Up and down we go. 7:23 a.m., 6:11 p.m. It's 40 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank on the corner of 16th and Spring. There's a golf tournament coming up to support resilient souls at Hunter Ranch Golf Course, and it's this Saturday, the 22nd. Resilient Souls of the Central Coast is dedicated to providing aftercare for survivors of trauma, abuse, and sexual exploitation, training individuals to support them, and fostering a compassionate community. Join the fun. Go to resilientsouls.org, their website, to register and secure your spot and help out and have a little fun while you're doing it as well. Yard sale and a bake sale. Household goods, furniture, clothing, and other miscellaneous items. Looking for new uses and homes, treasures you didn't know you needed, and yummy desserts calling your name. And this will all take place this Saturday from 8 till 2 at the First United Methodist Church on Creston Road. That's across from Georgia Brown School. I'm confused on that. Well, anyway, you know where it is. United Methodist Church has been there. And proceeds help support local community outreach, such as the local schools, Salvation Army, and more. All right, Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, one block north of the park. And remember, old gold and silver traded in for new jewelry or some cash. Local celebrities on this Tuesday, a pretty extended list. Joy Miller, William Perry, Linda Botts. We have Lonnie DeVuser, Noah Green, Anthony Montgomery, Kate Morgans, Catherine Fox, Connie Bolin, Anthony Patrick Thomas, Jeb Brown, Doug Davis, Mark and Megan Krutzinger, and Dr. Dan and Jan Blake. All right, happy birthday and happy anniversary to each and all. On my right-hand side, some folks. Let's see here. Let's see who. Fanny Bryce, Ziegfeld Follies, 1891, 1951. Neil Hefti. I mentioned him the other day, but he is, I guess it was one of the death dates, but he was a composer of themes such as Batman and The Odd Couple. He was born in 1922, passed away in 2008. The immortal Zoot Sims, a sax player, 1925, 1985. Sonny Osborne, yes indeed. Wish that I was on old Rocky Top down in Tennessee Hills. He was the banjo singer. 1937, 2021. Pete Reichert, I think he was a bonus baby way back when, came up with the Dodgers, played with a whole bunch of teams, pitcher. 1939, good linebacker for the Iron, well, kind of on the cuspice of the Iron Curtain, and that would be Andy Russell. 1941, I think he just passed away. Pitcher with a whole bunch of teams, Jim Bibby. 1944, 2010. From the Moody Blues and Wings and others, Denny Lane, it's Denny Lane. He was the guitar player and singer, 1944. Melba Moore, the singer, 1945. From Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green, 1946. Richard Dreyfuss, not a bad actor, 1947. Oh, a very, very talented actress. I don't know what she was in Charlie's Angels. That stunk, we know that, but... Her name is Kate Jackson. 1948. Dennis Potvin, the good hockey player, 1953. Also on the list, we have not a bad baseball player, Jesse Barfield, 1959. Got a couple of rings, three of them to be exact, with the 49ers. Defensive guy, Michael Carter, 1960. Kiki, one of his brothers, Randy Jackson, 1961. The rapper Paris, 1967. Also on the list, we have Winona Ryder, the actress, 1971. Who else? I'm looking at the list here. List. And swim champ Amanda Beard, 1981. And I believe that is it. Yep, that is it. All right. Passing away on this day, Sir Walter Raleigh. Now, remember, he popularized tobacco in England. And according to legend, he gained favor with Queen Elizabeth by spreading his coat across a puddle so she wouldn't get her shoes wet. Well, he was executed by King James for treason, so that thing didn't work. He died in 1618. Also passing away, the founder of the Hallmark Greeting Card Company, Joyce Clyde Hall. She passed away in 1982. Of course, the trademark, when you care to send the very best. Dwayne Allman is in that motorcycle accident in 1971 on this day. And I believe that is, let me jump here. Joseph Pulitzer, 1911, is when he passed away. Of course, you know who he is. George McClellan, the lousy general, 1885. And I'm going to go back to a guy that you never heard of, but his name is Jimmy Ryan. He passed away in 1923. Now, who was he? Well, he was an American baseball player. He's noted for. He was the first Major League Baseball player to punch a sports writer. And also, he's the only Major League player to pitch and hit for the cycle in the same game. That's pretty amazing. But way before Dave Kingman, he was the first to punch a sports writer. All right. Well, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He was not heavily recruited, but he ended up at the University of Missouri, played linebacker and fullback. Matter of fact, he led the team in rushing one year and in interceptions another year. And he graduated with a bachelor's degree in economics. His dad did not want him to play professional football, and he put no on every questionnaire mailed him from the NFL teams. However, one of the teams that did not send him a letter was the only one who drafted him, and that was the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he elected to sign a $12,000 salary and a $3,000 signing bonus. This was back in 63. He ended up winning two Super Bowls with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and while he was playing with Pittsburgh, he got his master's degree in economics and started his own company and in investments. Andy Russell to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Paso Robles Main Street Association is looking for volunteers to monitor barricades during its safe and fun trick-or-treat Halloween event. This event will take place in the downtown area in Paso Robles Thursday, October 31st from 4 to 7 p.m. You can contact the Main Street office at 805-238-4103 to volunteer. A segment of the left lane of the southbound U.S. 101 will be closed today from around 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The closure will be between Stagecoach Road and Monterey Street in San Luis Obispo. Crews will be removing debris and performing maintenance work in the center divide. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
After his rookie season, he temporarily left the team to the Army to fulfill his ROTC, came back 2 years later, ended up seven-time Pro Bowler, and again, the two Super Bowls with the Steelers. And Andy did pass away in March of this year at the age of 82, and he was a pretty darn good football player. All right, this hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.